Yesterday we are talking about out of the many qualities of the Buddha, one quality, namely how the Buddha is tamed and he teaches the Dharma for the sake of taming with compassion, as just as the expression Tantra Sobhagava Dhammataya Dhammantisiti. The Buddha is tamed and he teaches the Dhamma for the sake of taming. Buddha himself tamed himself with the practice of Satipatthana, noting every sixth, every mind body objects or phenomena rising at the sixth sense doors, that is, during hearing, tasting, touching, and so on. Thus, he was able to overcome the defilements, namely raga, dosa, moha, craving, aversion, and delusion. Overcoming these defilements, he was tamed. Being free of defilements, one is said to be tamed. As much as he has tamed himself, he teaches the Dharma with compassion for the sake of taming. And in teaching the Dharma, he was not overrunning the other denominations of faiths by with conceit in his own teachings, but merely for the sake of taming. Today, we are going to go to another quality of the Buddha, namely, the Buddha is at peace and he teaches the Dharma for the sake of peace, which is expressed in Pali, Santosa Bhagava Samadhaya Dhammanti Siddhi. Buddha is Santa, is peaceful, he is at peace. Peace means free of agitation, physical, mental agitation, especially mental agitation. He's free of impure mental things, defilements. That is peaceful. And for ordinary people, they are overwhelmed by 11 kinds of these agitations or defilements or fires, feelings of fires. And the most important of them are three, namely craving, aversion, and delusion, raga, dosa, moha. Craving for desirable things, craving for existence, it is raga, dosa, hatred, anger, dissatisfaction, ill will. And as for moha, it is stupidity, delusion, not knowing correctly about things which should be known. So we have these three kinds of fires, which are most important, out of 11. And all of us are accompanied or followed by these three fires all the time. And they are burning us, tormenting us, undermining us, but most of us are not aware of this. Hence, it is difficult to extinguish these three fires. Also, they commit unwholesome deeds, indulging in these three kinds of fires, raga, dosa, moha. And then there are these behaviors or actions which lead to the round of rebirths, births and rebirths, and known as Pratisankara. They're difficult to extinguish. For instance, if we are not free from defilements, indulging in them, we may be committing pure and impure deeds which lead to good and bad results. That takes us into the realm of birth and rebirth. And for those who have eradicated these defilements, they only practice pure behaviors, and there will be no, they're not doing it to produce any results. They're simply functional, mere acting, without producing any results. So that they are said to have pacified or extinguished these actions. Thus, it is known as Santa peace. In a way, Santa is free from his agitation, such as agitation by craving, aversion, and delusion. Thus, one is at peace. As for the Sukhara, the quality, one of the qualities is Santa. This kind of quality has not been bestowed upon him by another individual or another supreme power, nor did he declare without any cause, any reason, that he is Santa. Now the yogis are practicing Sati Pradhana Bhavana by guarding their mind with vigilant mindfulness of every arising at the six sense doors, every seeing, every time they see, hear, taste, touch, and so on, every time they bend, stretch, every time they lift, move, and place their feet. At the moment of arising, by watching every arising at the six sense doors, of every watching the body, whatever arises in the body is noted with energetic aim, leading to activated mindfulness, deepening their concentration momentarily, such as the practice of Satipatthana Bhavana, so that they are extinguishing these fires of tejasas, namely raga, dosa, moha fires, craving, the fires of craving, aversion, and delusion, and they are extinguishing it. And this kind of practice also had been done by previous all enlightened Buddhas, also by the silent Buddhas, Pisaka Buddhas, and Ariyas, by guarding their mind with vigilant mindfulness of every arising, with the practice of Satipatthana, noting every natural phenomena with the energetic aim. By exerting energy, they are driving the noting mind towards the object of attention. At the same time, they are activating this jhanic factor, the factor of jhana, namely vitaka, the power of aiming. So that the noting mind is aimed concurrently on the object of attention. And with this application of energetic aim, the noting mind is fixed on the object of attention, established on the object, thus leading to concentration of the mind. The mind falls calm and collected on the object of attention. Thus the mind is said to be protected, areka, which is also the manifestation of sati, mindfulness. The stream of consciousness is protected from these tejasa fires, namely raga, dosa, and moha fires, so that they are not agitated by these fires, they are not tormented, they are not burned by these fires. Just noting at one time, just one noting, they are said to be protect, they are said to be protecting their mind one time. Just as the saying goes, prevention is better than cure. By preventing the fire, they are not allowing the fire to take place. They are said to be winning victory over these fires. So one is protecting one's mind with the application of mindfulness, sati, so that these fires will not attack you. So if you are noting every second, every moment of the time, you are said to be protected, so that these fires have no chance of arising in your stream of consciousness, they are said to be blocked or prevented or protected, avarana, hindered, so that you are not overwhelmed by raga, because you are not overwhelmed by these fires, you are said to be secure, koti. And because you are secure, you are not burned, you are not affected by these kilesa fires, so that you are free or liberated from these fires. Known as vimoti, not in a distinguished manner, not in a special manner, but at this time you are liberated from these fires at the very moment of practicing this mindfulness, sati. We may say it's just moti, so that you are not agitated by these fires, kilesa fires. You are said to be liberated from this bondage. With one noting, you are liberated one time from this bondage. And gradually, as you, in the course of the practice, you are distancing your fires away from you, so that it becomes cooler and cooler, peace, more and more peaceful, such as shanti. You are not agitated by kilesa fires, such also is shanti. But it's not total shanti, total peace, not full-time peace, but we are building up this part-time peace by noting every arising object, extinguishing the kilesa fires in order to reach that stage, namely the full-time peace, full-time shanti. In this way, we are free from these agitations. We are building up these small amounts of peace in order to build up to stronger and real peace. So that in order to realize this shanti, we are practicing the Satipatthana Bhavana, which is the sure path for this. And then as we progress along the inside knowledge, until we are able to extinguish the fires, we become Ariya, pure and noble one. Such is the real shanti. We realize the real shanti. And we'll be free from this agitation. We will not be agitated by raga when we are confronted with lust producing objects or lust causing objects. We will not be overcome by anger or aversion when we are confronted with this anger or hate inducing objects. Because we are noting every arising, the six sense doors, we are knowing the objects truly, hence we will be free from delusion, moha. As for the Buddha, he was free from delusion, he does not forget things, he is knowing all. All noble things are known to him. And such is shanti, being free from agitation by these defilements. Out of these defilements, these craving, aversion and delusion, raga, dosa, moha, are the basic things. They are the root causes. And there are other things, but these three things are most important. They are unwholesome roots. At times one may be agitated, overwhelmed by craving, raga, and one will become agitated, because as much as the object is attractive, as a result of the lure of the object, you may be, your craving may become stronger and stronger. So you will be more agitated. And other times you'll be overwhelmed by aversion, you'll be angry, upset, obsessed by undesirable things or experiences, you're said to be agitated by this anger, dosa, so that your mind becomes defiled, leading to violence even. in some cases lead to transgressive, wild, violent behaviors. And as for moha, it accompanies every unwholesome state. It is present in every unwholesome state. So long as one is not mindful, this thing will arise. And every unwholesome state is accompanied by this moha delusion. The stupidity, one will become stupid as a result of this. Now, if you are not agitated by these three unwholesome roots, then you are said to be peaceful, so that you will not also not be affected by unwholesome deeds as a result of these unwholesome roots. So you are said to be peaceful. In this way, you become peaceful, especially when you realize the path and fruition knowledge of the noble ones, and especially when one reaches the final stage of arahantship, then there will be no more actions leading to the realm of rebirth. So his or her actions will not lead to rebirth in new existence. It will not give results at all, because they are very pure. They will not also be their actions are said to be kriya, functional. So whatever they do will not give results as a rebirth in another existence. So that they are said to become very peaceful, such as Santa, and not being agitated by these defilements is peace. As regards Sanji, being free from agitation by these unwholesome roots, such as raga, craving, there are three kinds of sandhi at this point. The first one is the danga sandhi, which is a part-time peace. Now, after building up this part-time peace, one can realize the full-time peace, which is known as achanda sandhi, not being agitated or overcome by these defilements totally. And the third kind of sandhi is known as samuti sandhi, that is belief in the practice such as rites and rituals, or belief in some superpower instead of the practice of the noble path of its constituents to realize so-called peace. And that is, that kind of peace is just nominal peace by hearsay, and not the actual peace. Because many people are talking about this sandhi, and it has been recognized as sandhi, though it is not the real sandhi. Such is known as samuti sandhi. Now the yogis are practicing in order to cultivate this Dhyana Sandhi, part-time peace, watching every arising in their bodies with the energetic aim, by activating mindfulness, their deepening concentration, their momentary concentration, Kanika Samadhi arises, and then they will observe the nature of these objects noted, such as rising and passing away of these objects. When they're noting rising and falling, which is the object of attention, they will see the beginning of rising and the end of rising. Thus, they will come to know the impermanent nature of these objects, such as cultivating inside knowledge, vipassana jnana, so that they are free from the view of permanence. Once we observe the impermanent nature of these objects, by knowing the impermanent nature of these objects, they are free from this perception or view of permanence. And that happens at the very moment of cultivating knowledge. That is, we are said to be free from agitation by these kilesas on a part-time basis. At other times, they will be observing the unsatisfactory nature of these objects. Notice, once they know the unsatisfactory nature of the objects, notice, they will overcome the view of satisfactoriness or pleasure as regards the objects, notice. In this way, they are free from kilesas, defilements. Knowing the impermanent nature, they are said to be cultivating insight knowledge. Thus, they are not agitated by this view of pleasure, such as the Dengasandhi, momentary peace. Knowing the nature of these objects, that the objects are arising just a process, just it is mere process, they are impermanent, they are unsatisfactory, they have the nature of cause and condition, they are mere process, you come to know the nature of non-self or no-self, that is anatta, you are seeing the non-self nature of the object, such as cultivating inside knowledge at the very moment of mindfulness. Because you are knowing the truth, you are not agitated by unknowing. In this way, as you are cultivating inside knowledge, you are realizing peace on a part-time basis, free from this view of perception of permanence, perception of satisfactoriness, and perception of self, such as realizing Vijanga Sandhi, momentary peace. If you are building up this Tadenga Sandhi, momentary peace, gradually, then especially when you come to the higher inside knowledge, even if you are beckoning or inviting these desirable objects in order to rouse raga, craving, you will not be affected by these these lust-inducing objects. You are said to be peaceful. You are not agitated. You are not affected. And also, even if you invite these objects which can cause hatred or anger or aversion, any hate-inducing objects, you will not be affected by these hate-inducing objects, even if you try to purposely try to confront with these objects, you will not be affected, you will feel peaceful, and you will not be affected by these objects. Such is the real experience which can be experienced at the stage of the Tadenga Sandhi. While you are building up the momentary peace, you can even find peace, especially at the higher inside knowledge, in a very wonderful manner. Not to mention, when you come to the final stage, that is the full peace, when you see Nibbana, after the stilling of all formations, extinguishing all the defilements, raga, dosa, moha, you will be really free from this agitation by these defilements, because you are building up the Dengasandhi part-time peace, you are realizing full-time peace. So in order to realize full-time peace, you got to practice to build up part-time peace. As regards the third kind of peace, or conventional peace, namely Samuti Sandhi, which people are calling this in a conventional basis. There is no practical aspect in it. Even if there is said to be practice, it will be a wrong practice. Wrong practice will lead to wrong sandhi. As such, it is not concerned with the Buddha, nor is concerned with those who are devoted to the Buddha. With the Satipatthana, we are practicing in order to build up this Sandhi. First of all, the Tadenga Sandhi. momentary peace. And Buddha has realized this four times, and he, by himself, become Santa, peaceful person, he is at peace. And as much as he is at peace, he preaches the sublime Dhamma with great compassion for the sake of realizing peace by all beings, such as given by this expression, Samatthaya, Dhamma Desiti, teaches the sublime Dhamma for the sake of attaining peace. And in this way, being able to realize peace, one is not agitated by raga, craving, so that becomes peaceful. And the Buddha preaches the Dhamma not for any other reason but just for the Dhamma, for the Dhamma's sake, with pure mind, with pure mind, with sincere mind. So he preaches the Dhamma so that beings will be free from suffering as a result of agitation by these defilements, beginning with craving, rather. That is the real motive of teaching the sublime Dhamma and nothing else. And this is given with great compassion. So we are practicing the Dhamma in order to be free from agitation by raga, in order to realize Santi, become Santa, as is preached by the Dhamma, preached by the Buddha with great compassion. So we can imagine, we can try to judge whether it is right or wrong by both from the theoretical and practical aspects. We are practicing every moment, every second of the time. In 1 minute, you can just imagine with 60 seconds, if at the rate of 1 second by noting, you are noting 60 times, that you are free from this agitation, free from these fires 60 times. You are not agitated 60 times. In 5 minutes and 1 hour, you just imagine how many times you are free from these undesirable fires, so long as you are able to be continuous in your noting process. Now you're all practicing the Satipatthana Bhavana, noting every arising object in your body, cherishing and appreciating the practice and doing it respectfully and carefully. Except the time, continuously, except the time when you are fast asleep. If you do that, you are assured of realizing this Tathagata Santi, momentary or part-time peace. Otherwise, if you are just intellectualizing or just asking questions to yourself, I mean, and without actually undertaking the practice, then, of course, if you're not doing respectfully and carefully, without cherishing and appreciating the Dhamma, then there's no guarantee that you'll be able to realize this Tathagata Santi, momentary peace. So we are talking about peace of mind, which is really something to be cherished. We talk about it, but this is the real method, sure method, in order to realize this peace of mind. And one should have faith in it, and with the Satipatthana quality, understanding the quality of the Satipatthana, cherishing it and appreciating the method of practice. And this, if you are able to do that, first of all, you'll be realizing the Tathagata Santi, momentary peace, leading to real Achanta Santi, peace, real peace of good, high quality. The Buddha himself has practiced to be at peace, Santa, and we are practicing the Dhamma as preached by the Buddha with great compassionate feeling, because he wanted us to become Santa, or to realize peace, to be at peace. Hence, with the experiential knowledge, you should be able to understand and appreciate practice and undertake practice with respectfully and carefully. This is the final exhortation. That's all for today.